And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Yeah, it's the same way with when you try to take these shortcuts on your character or being totally fake or coming in. And I knew one guy that he was on MTV and he stole another speaker's story.
Oh man.
Of like going through a thing and having his friend commit suicide that he never even went through. And he became really successful. Now his story is sharing that. That's what he shared on my show.
Wow.
And he got called out and exposed and sued finally for it.
Absolutely.
And he said he finally admitted to, you know, of course. And then he's made changes and he said now he's being his real, but he said deep down, I didn't think I was good enough. And I thought that was a shortcut there or whatever. And it's good. It's refreshing for people to know that like the truth always finds its way.
And to add on that, Mark, you know, how do you become more authentic? Well, it comes back to your why, right? The famous Simon Sinek, he says, people don't buy what you do, but they buy why you do it. And I think it comes back to your own personal mission statement. Why do you do what you do? Why do you grind so hard? Why do you get up every single morning and go to work? You know, why do you invest time into yourself with your friends, your relatives, your family, your spouses? You know, why you? Why do you truly do what you do? And I think when you can figure that out, I think that half the battle is over, right? With understanding how you can be the real you. Mark Twain once said the two most important days of your life is one, the day you're born, and two, the day you understand your personal why.
Yeah, I love that.
The day you understand your purpose.
I love that.
And I feel that quote. If you understand your purpose, you understand more of who you are, your own personal mission statement, and that's going to reflect more from your character, the actions that you take. And as I mentioned, people are smart. Whether if you're on social media or if you're presenting on stage, eventually the real you will come out. But to go back, you know, how you can become more authentic or learn more about yourself, understand more about who you are, what is your why. And as I mentioned earlier, I think that comes with time and experience.
You know, it's a great answer because you almost could say, there's levels to your why, and there's levels like building that confidence muscle in who you are. It's like you're constantly developing,
right?
So you're constantly becoming. But the thing is, that doesn't change what your core values are,
right?
So people think like, well, what if I get successful and blah blah blah. Like we've heard the quote, like having money doesn't. It says it really just amplifies more of who you really are, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're already a selfish, evil, arrogant prick and you have more money, more people are just going to see that that's who you are. If you care about people and you're a giver and you have more, you're going to do. You're here at my house. You see, we have a beautiful home and stuff, but we're constantly giving, helping. There's stuff and people don't need to know. Like, I don't need to brag about. That's what I do. We help people all the time. My wife's family is from Sierra Leone, West Africa. There's people we're helping there all the time behind the scenes. And I look at like my nephew that we took in, that we're raising here, been able to put him in the best schools, took him out of a really hard environment when he was 9 with a speech impediment, Now he's a senior, he's gonna be graduating, plays football, lacrosse. That's all part of my why too. It's like, amplifies more of you can help, you can live your dreams. Like my wife and I are going to Dubai. This is 12 years into the, like where we live now isn't where we started.
Yep.
And something that we didn't mention on the show is like, I had to work as I was starting my company. You're still transitioning into getting more paid gigs, an author getting royalty checks, but you're still also working.
Yep, still working 9 to 5.
I think, I love that you're sharing that, because that, like we were saying, that's like kind of your, it's like the bake sale that schools have. That's like your bake sale that's helping. And also I always say this, and I know your ethic, this is like your character, work your hardest wherever you're working, because they're giving you a check, like respect that, but you know that that's funding your dream. You know, it doesn't mean like just go there, do the job, and just, this doesn't mean anything to me because I'm gonna be, I even worked at places I didn't like, but I still am like, I don't care, I'm gonna go in here, I'm gonna work the hardest, and even if I hate it more, that just proves more of this isn't what I want. Or I've learned lessons of how not to be a leader from having horrible leaders above me.
Yeah, I think ultimately you have your job right here, right? It's your starting point. And then over here, your finish line, you have your dream.
Yeah.
So there's this bridge that really is able to transitions from your start, which is your job, over to your dream. And that's the work, the grinding. But you, as you said earlier, you should use that job as leverage so you can get through that bridge, over that bridge, to your finish line, which is your dream. So every penny that you can, me personally, there's a lot of costs that come along with running any business. let's just talk about marketing.
There's marketing, speaking, a book.
Yeah.
There's cost. It costs.
So what I do is I work as hard as I can on my job to do as best as I can so that I can invest as much as I personally can into my business.
Which is investing in you ultimately too, you know?
Definitely.
But people don't see that end of it. Like you get, they're like, oh, just get a loan from the blah, blah, blah. It's such a, it's process to even get, even 12 years of having a company, the process to get a loan. It's not like it was in the 80s.
No, it's to get a loan period.
It's insanity. And it's like, you have to be doing all this to be investing in you, to be investing in your business, to be growing it. But that's the process. It takes time, but like this, 100% of everyone that I've ever known and talked to, like they go, this is what it takes to go through it. And then you start seeing like, oh man, now I'm getting this here. Now, then you can get to a point where it's like, I make a decision. Wow, if I'm actually working my job, that means I'm going to be turning down all these events. I'll actually be making less money by doing now. And you never have 100%. There's always a risk.
Right.
But then there's a point where you could be like, okay, I am going to go all in now. But it's not usually like immediately I quit. There's been some cases of that. I get it. But it's not usually like I'm just totally quitting and starting speaking, and I'm going to be totally fine, be able to pay all my bills and immediately making all this money from it. Because it's a process.
It's a process and a journey. And it's okay to have that job, which you can use as leverage. And it's also okay, you know, when you're not at that job, it's okay to put in the work. That's also part of the reality. Before the show, I was talking about how just a few days ago, we were, my girlfriend and I, we both, you know, entrepreneurs, and she works with direct sales. And, she's a preschool teacher. She works in early childhood education, and then she has her business outside of that. But we're both constantly grinding. She was talking about she got like 3 hours of sleep a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, I was up for a while just doing some following up with prospective clients and doing some outreach. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with working hard, because the thing is, as you mentioned, it's not that it's not just not talked about, but I also believe it's not popular, right? It's not attractive.
Right? But it's the only, it not only is it okay, it's the only way.
That's it.
It's the only way. Like, I've never met anyone that I've ever known, and I've worked with so many different business owners, of whether it's of small companies to Fortune 100 owners to Fortune. Across the street is Lex Wexner. He owns this entire city here called New Albany that he created. He owns The Limited.
Oh, wow.
But he started as, they were like a Jewish family that came here as immigrants, and their parents had like a bake shop. Mm. This used to be all farm country. A little kid, they all said he was crazy. Started The Limited. All, like, you should see what all, have you been to Easton?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He owns all that. Him and like Arnold Schwarzenegger, a few other people, he owns all that, created nice. All that. He's a billionaire, but self-made, has another 50-year overnight success, you know what I mean? But he's not like a huge social media type, like, there's a lot of billionaires that people don't even ever see.
Right.
And then I've seen people on social media that have a million followers or something on Instagram, and they're bankrupt, and they've never made, they're not making anything at all.
Right.
But they're acting like they are. And so, but social media is important. So like what you were saying on that, the marketing part of that, like what advice would you give as far as how you're investing on different platforms for what you're doing, like paid versus non-paid, just out of curiosity?
Definitely, marketing is huge, and I think we can all agree social media and technology is the new takeover. I just wanna reemphasize to be authentic and to be ethical. As you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of unethical behavior all over social media, people advertising things that aren't actually true. Just be yourself, be real, and also, someone is always watching.
Yes.
You just never know. Somebody is That's always true. Watching, you know, regardless if you're posting something of you out to dinner, maybe you're hanging out with your friends or your family, personal time or whatever it is. Somebody's always watching, and it's no longer creepy, right? For someone to check out your social media.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you're doing, if you're interviewing for a new venture or if you're an entrepreneur, clients are always paying attention to what's going on with social media. And that's a great way to find out more information, is to visit someone's Facebook page, their LinkedIn, or their Instagram to kind of see what's going on. You know, when I was in college, my advisor said, you know, Garrett, you don't have to throw on a three-piece suit if you go out to a concert, but just be presentable and be aware of how you are treating people. Be aware of your actions. Mm-hmm. Because you just never know what kind of opportunity might come your way. And, you know, based off of your actions, that can lead to you gaining an opportunity.
That's right.
Versus an opportunity being taken away from you.
That's right.
But social media is huge. Post on there. I know with me personally, I try to get out there, do some Facebook videos often when I can. Even just for having a professional image on there.
Yeah.
LinkedIn is huge nowadays. So it's important, I think.
With video and stuff, it's been making it better to where it can, over like the past year, they've started finally making LinkedIn more to where you can be posting more content with video and everything and making it, and I'll always, and you can cross post, I'll repurpose stuff. You don't have to make a total, people like, make this for LinkedIn, make this for Instagram. You can make something and pull, okay, I'll pull a 1 minute clip of this that I'll put on Instagram. I have a little longer chunk we'll throw on YouTube.
Right.
This will work perfectly on LinkedIn. And sometimes it'll be the same one on all three. It just depends. And people are like, oh, you only can share this on LinkedIn. I've paid attention, some of the responses I've got, I'll talk about leadership and business. Some of those will do good on LinkedIn. Some I'll just be talking about not giving up and a motivational thing. And that will get, it's led to people reaching out about speaking or helping someone or to purchasing a book. But you never know. You have to, like you said, people are watching, even when you think they're not, when you're doing it, and it takes a lot of work.
Sure.
Like, it's a grind. Social media, for me, I'm not just on there, like, hashtagging what's trending or whatever. Like, it's work. It's a grind, and sometimes when you're really grinding, like, in the trenches, you don't even have time to be on social media because you're actually busy, so busy doing it, and people will think, well, that must mean that they're not doing what they should be doing. But the truth is, a lot of times, if you're kind of like away for a little bit, it's because you're actually in the trenches doing what gives you the content to come back onto social media.
For sure.
And being able to teach and talk about, you know? Some people could be on there 24 hours a day, but they're not actually doing anything.
Right.
So it's not just always about like the quantity. It's what you're putting into it, but you do have to. It's an amazing tool. I mean, I got a speaking event. Like you said, people are always watching. For 2 years, someone that I didn't even know from a company, very high up, had been watching they were going through my videos and all my lives. And I didn't even know who then they reached out to me for a speaking event. They said they were looking at it. And then one of the head people there was like, I know the guy we want to speak on leadership. His name's Mark Menard. And here's why. And then I got to know more behind the scenes. And you know, he told me, he said, I watched a few years ago. I always could see the core. I loved what you were doing, but you weren't ready enough at the level for what we needed. I didn't know that.
Right.
He's like, and I continued to watch how your message got more crafted. And then I was like, now he's ready. Now I can present it to them. And I thought that was kind of cool, because sometimes it can feel like you're working so hard, and it's like it can feel like it's going unnoticed, or this worth it? And like, I got that. I had no idea this person had been watching that, and they were like intentionally waiting for me to get to a certain level that I didn't even know they were doing.
Yeah. To add with that, I've had people reach out to me also on Facebook and LinkedIn for all sorts of inquiries. Guy recently reached out to me for mentorship. I had a high school student once reach out to me on Facebook for mentorship and for speaking engagement. I had a lady reach out to me about a couple years ago named Ariana Dunn. She at the time was a teacher, and she said, I'm Ariana Dunn. And she said, my friend referred you to me. That's why I'm writing you. And she said, I'm working on putting together a young professionals event for my students.
Nice.
And if you're interested, I can send you some more information. I would like for you to serve on a panel.
That's
it was
awesome.
For a young black professionals panel, and went out, did that. That led to an opportunity, giving a commencement speech at their middle school graduation ceremony. To this day, we're good friends, and she's actually recently helped me facilitate a workshop that I was talking about with you earlier.
Yeah.
In Northern Kentucky.
That's awesome.
Presenting my program called The Game Plan for Success.
Yes.
But people are always watching, and, you know, in some way, shape, or form, you know, we're all connected.
Yeah.
Right?
The
6 degrees of connection.
That's so true.
But yeah, it's just important to understand who you are, be authentic, be ethical. And as we both mentioned, you know, somebody is always watching, and you never know where your next connection or your next opportunity might come from.
Yeah. And jumping off that too, we all make mistakes. Like, no one's ever going to be perfect everywhere all the time. The thing is, isn't to be fake and always act like you're perfect. So it's like, I did screw up there. I could have done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that realness of them being like, man, okay. At least the person is owning up to it, and they're wanting to be better, and they're showing, versus, screw you. I'll just keep being like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and two totally different. It's such a difference. Like, stuff is going to happen. If you do, you messed up. I purposely try not to cuss and everything. I've gotten into, I was so emotional about this entrepreneur thing, and there was just so many people that were doing these scammy, and I was like selling my condo at the time and doing this as a business, and I got on there, I'm like, there's one person that I was dealing with, and I'm just like, and if that effing and I accidentally dropped the F-bomb. But I was, and I don't normally, and I purpose, and I don't, when people cuss, it doesn't personally bother me. I mean, be whatever works for you, but I choose, I was just, I think it's harder to be challenging yourself not to. And I just look at, I'm more accountable, I'm being I'm wanting to show stuff and be real and stuff that my kids could see. And
right.
I just want to challenge myself, because I grew up, like when I was in jail, I was, every other word was like F this, F that, that was just my regular vocabulary. But I've met people who never will say a swear word. They're the most dishonest character people. Behind the scenes, they're doing the most shady stuff. I met people who every other word's the F-bomb. They're totally real and authentic, the most trustworthy people. So that alone doesn't make it. But I just know, like, I have a brand and stuff of what I'm doing and people watching. And so I'm just like, you guys know I don't normally do that. I'm sorry I dropped that F-bomb. But I was so into the moment, and people, they connected. The passion of the message connected to them more than the F-bomb that dropped.
But see, you had a real life experience, and a speaker who I follow, his name is Josh Shipp, another extremely influential and established motivational speaker, but he once said, our imperfections is what makes us all human, and our humanity is what makes us all influential. And it may sound kind of deep, but to dumb it down, you know, all of us are imperfect, right? We're all gonna go through some type of adversity. You're gonna make some kind of mistake. You're gonna be rejected. You're gonna fail at some point. But also, you know, your imperfections is what influences other people. Your humanity.
Yes.
It's okay to be a normal person. Right, it's okay to not be perfect, and it's also okay to be vulnerable.
Yes.
You know, and express that like we're having this conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, you just told, you expressed to me about a time that you weren't perfect, you were imperfect, but, you know, through your actions, you know, you were vulnerable enough to discuss it with me. And all, what that means, Mark, is you're a normal person.
Yeah.
Right? And you may have made a mistake, but you are okay with it and you learn from it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing, you learn, and I look at the message, help people. I'm glad it got out there, did what it needed to do at the time. And it's just, you're putting yourself out there more. You have to be willing, and you want to be developing yourself, but being vulnerable, like the whole humility comes before honor, and just admitting, okay, that could have been better, but, or I am struggling with fear right now, or some people think, don't ever show that, it's the opposite. There's times where you can't, you know, you have to overcome it and do what you need to do and be courageous, but then there's times where you can come back and show that story, and that's going to be what helps inspire other people. And that's what you've done today,
right?
Sitting down here. You've opened up about so many things that, I mean, it's motivating to me hearing everything that you're doing with your story. And what I want to end off too is, first of all, we'll make sure in the show notes, so in the description, I'm going to have the links to everywhere where people can reach your webpage, where they can follow you on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere you're active, Instagram, Twitter. We'll have links to all of it.
Awesome.
So people can connect directly, where they can check out your book. But then you mentioned the game plan. You said you have a program. Now, is that like do you have like a course that you do with that? Or is that like revolve around your speaking? Or is
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at schwanns.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.